sounds of the soprano sax, Mr. G. Scott. I tell you what, that is nice. Sweet fragrance. And you know, it was really as though you could get a sense of how God would really, really take pleasure in having something sent to him coming from the right heart, the right way, for the right reasons.
Exactly. And that song, it kind of ushers you into his presence, because that's what the song is about, the fragrance of his presence. And his presence always leaves an aroma. It just leaves a sweet smelling savor. And so that's what that song is about. So when we get into his presence and we worship him, we can sense that presence of his, and then we can almost smell the fragrance of his anointing. And that's what that song is about. And it literally brings tears to my eyes, you know, because it's where that song was birthed for me, was that in worship.
That is so true. This song takes us back to something that you and I were talking about just a few minutes ago, the fact that no matter what else we can get from God, nothing compares with him.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody and nothing compares to God. Nothing compares to being in his presence. And that's what I found to be so true. No matter how the great experiences of life, we can go to the highest mountain, the highest peaks, receive the greatest awards, get the greatest amount of money, but in the end, nothing is greater than standing in his presence.
That's what's going to make heaven so beautiful.
Exactly.
He's going to be there.
Exactly. And all the pain and all the suffering, all the heartache, all the things we've been through will be behind us.
Yes, sir.
And all we will see is his glory.
That's
what I'm waiting on, to see his glory.
Yes.
And we don't have to wait till we leave this world to see his glory. We can see his glory right now, even through the midst of what we're going through. But I just know that when we're standing in his presence with all this past behind us, then we will really see the manifestation of his full glory.
I'll tell you what, and that is going to be something that right now, fortunately, we can't even imagine.
Can't even imagine. We couldn't stand it.
I tell you what, it's great. It never ceases to amaze me when I think about the fact that God is just so completely, absolutely God,
exactly,
that he will never run out of ways to keep amazing us throughout all eternity.
Exactly. His ways are past finding out. We try to figure him out, but we can't figure him out. And that's why man is on the search. If you look, we're trying to figure out now what's going on Mars. We're trying to figure out what's going on here and there. That's because man is always in search of God, but they don't want to turn to God. If you turn to God, then you'll find out what you need to know. But we want to search every other place. But it's all about finding out who he is.
The creator of all. The track is coming from one of G. Scott's CDs, the one that we featured for you a few weeks ago, A Time of Refreshing, the live project. The name of the song is Fragrance of Your Presence. We are so glad that you all could be present with us today. And G. Scott, I'm so glad that you were able to be present with us.
And I appreciate you, Carl, so much. Thank you for having me. And I want to just send a shout out to Mary Sumter, Tawana Kelly, all my friends and my family, and World Outreach, Pastor Bird, Pastor Counts, and Mims Grove, and just everyone that has supported me through the years. I just want to say thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we go out, G. Scott is going to play along with this track on his soprano sax again. And as we go out, I definitely want you to remember the greatest gift that any of us could ever receive is God himself, the creator. How could we possibly receive anyone greater than the one who created everyone else? Do what you can to think about how you've been approaching life in general, and specifically how you've been approaching your Creator. See what changes you might need to make in yourself so you can make a relationship change with your God, your Creator. Are there music that maybe you need to stop listening to so that you can enjoy this kind of music more? Get a little bit closer to the one who created music, God Himself. Definitely want you to go ahead, spend some time this weekend thinking about what kind of changes should be made, what changes can be made, and make sure that you do what G. Scott did as a little boy. He prayed and asked God to help him. He was asking God to help him with the music. Why don't you ask God to help you with your life? I guarantee you that is one of the greatest ways that you can let some of life's best moments come through you. Let them come this weekend.